Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start in the NFL as the Buffalo Bills lose to the Houston Texans 19-23. One of my favorite lines from the night on the broadcast, because look, I think there's a lot of people out there that think Al Michaels is like over the hill and needs to not be on television anymore. But let me sit here and tell you that I am in love with the twilight of Al Michaels' career, for he just says it like he feels it and does not care if there are any repercussions. I believe he said at one point near the end of the third quarter, "This is a tape that will not be making its way to Canton."
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic. He's just like, this is some really bad football.
And he just calls it even more than as he sees it now. He's actively grumpy in the process.
He just doesn't care. And Herbie just laughs at him the whole way. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it.
I mean, what was it last week? He made the shot about, you know, you can't even see what's going on down there.
Yes. I don't even think Al Michaels didn't hear him.
Or didn't care.
Yeah. And I'm probably going to go with the latter.
Yeah, I mean, could be a little column A, a little column B.
Totally.
For sure.
A lot to take out of this game, surprisingly, on a Thursday night. I know I waxed a little bit yesterday about how much I hate Thursday night games, but I quite enjoyed myself watching this one. I, along with Al Michaels, took a short little snooze during halftime because the game was a little challenging at times. But boy, I know you harp on this a lot, Danny, and you are absolutely right, and they probably said it 30 times on the broadcast last night. This defense, there is a reason they are number one. There is something
absolutely
nasty about them.
Josh Allen is running for his life.
Josh Allen sacked 8 times and hurried 70. Is that number I'm seeing right there? Goodness gracious. And
they had 12 quarterback hits and 8 sacks.
And while Will Anderson was just a menace on the field last night,
and Danielle Hunter,
it wasn't until they were like, you know, Anderson's having a great game, but we sure haven't mentioned Hunter. And then, boom, Hunter just blew the world up on that defensive line. If you want to know how to beat Josh Allen, that's it.
Well, you have a front seven that is just absolutely diabolical.
And I thought another thing that was great from them as well is if you take off that big run game or that big rush play that James Dalvin Cook III had in, I believe, the fourth quarter. It might have been 40, late third.
45-yarder.
Something like that. They bottled him up.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo could not run the ball. They could not throw the ball. There was some like underneath, kind of in the center of the field stuff that it looked like Houston was just giving them, and they were taking in.
There was the big play to Shakir, and there was the big play for Cook, and that was it.
And they would get some first downs and keep their drives going, but then it was like, boom, Allen sacked. Boom, Allen sacked. Boom,
tackle
Allen
loss.
Throws a pick.
Yeah.
And
well, that's the thing. So Josh Allen throws 2 picks, right? We went through the 8 sacks. They also had 11 tackles for loss, 12 quarterback hits. When we talk about Oregon and being disruptive, look, there's levels of disruptive. This is pure and utter chaos.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I look at this team and go, God, if Stroud was healthy, God, if Nico was healthy, God, if that offensive line was healthy. Like, if that offense was healthy, this would be one of the nastiest teams in football.
But let's flip to that side. Let's look at the offense. I thought that Marks kid, Woody Marks, had a nice game. Nothing crazy, but he was the power back for the game in that. They kept feeding him the ball. And while his numbers don't look awesome, he was getting big play after big conversion.
Do you know where he went to school?
Woody Marks?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a USC kid? I thought that offense went really well. And that's like kind of my question about this. Seeing how great that defense is. Look, Davis Mills was fine.
Game manager extraordinaire.
He was fine. And we'll have a conversation in the noon hour about quarterbacks and their expectations.
It wasn't like the Bills' defense was bad.
No, but Davis Mills just kind of navigated it. There was that touchdown, God, I can't remember who it was to in the end zone. I think it was to Kirk.
Yeah.
That he was just wide open, and you watched, I think Herbie mentioned it on the broadcast, you saw Mills, he scanned left to right like that really quickly and saw Kirk and was like, nope, got it. I thought Mills, for being a backup quarterback that most people think sucks, especially because your name is Davis and not David, I was, if I'm a Houston Texans fan right now, I almost wonder if, I'm going to be crazy to say this, I almost wonder if Davis Mills can take you as far as CJ Stroud can. Not that he's better, but that this offense has some concerns that a guy like Davis Mills, who might not turn the ball over, can get you as far as you could go.
I think you kind of saw what the best you're going to get out of Davis Mills was last night.
Sure, but that's beating a very good Buffalo Bills team.
Yes, but also I think Stroud's a drastically better quarterback, and I don't think, without a doubt. I think with Stroud, it was more, you know, the Bills finished what last night? Did they end up getting a sack? No, that's why.
Davis Mills had no pressure.
Yeah,
ever.
But that's what I mean. Like, if that's CJ Stroud back there and his brain isn't scrambled with a concussion, I think he has a pretty damn good game. Because he's been running for his life all season.
I know. So how, and that probably exposes Buffalo's problem, is that defense is not very good.
No, they're missing Ed Oliver, which that's a massive, massive hit. You didn't hear Bosa's name.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, so you just kind of look up and down last night and you're like.
And who was it that went out last night? Cole Bishop?
Yeah.
Bishop went out last night.
Again, they're a team, to make a local comparison, like the Blazers. The important guys for them, and this is true of any team, but it's when your depth is not as good or you have certain holes that guys, that is their job to fill that hole, to fill that role. You lose that guy and you're just like, we don't have the dudes otherwise. Like, it's a very like hyper-specific niche role. Mm. And when you don't have that guy, like Milano's been beat up for them for so long. Bishop's been good for them. Ed Oliver, you know, Ed Oliver's a guy you have to double team. And so all of a sudden, now you don't have that guy that you have to double team. Now you have maybe Bosa, who needs to get double teamed on pass rush plays, right? But beyond that, like, if you miss that guy, it breaks the link in the chain for the front seven, or it breaks the link in the chain for the secondary. And again, this is true for any team, but some teams, good or great teams, are really good at covering up for, hey, you know what? We can't get pressure as well as we used to without this guy, but we can do some simulated pressures and we can drop back into coverage and we can be disrupted this way. The Bills don't have, like the Blazers, because of the style that they play and because of their particular personnel, they can't really zag. Like, they are who they are, but if they can't be who they are, they don't have another gear. They don't have another thing they can go to. The Texans, they are so otherworldly defensively. Not only is their front just nasty, filthy, disgusting, the whole team wants to tear your head off. The secondary, I think they have four guys in the top 20 in pass breakups. They have four like nasty pass rushers.
Well, and you can get to a point sometimes where you're like, well, one of those interceptions by Josh Allen's was tipped, and that's why it was picked.
That's the point.
No, it was tipped because he didn't catch it. Because Josh Allen threw it straight to that DB. He kind of alligatored it, and it popped up. Otherwise, that's his ball.
Yeah.
So that's a tough excuse. They're vicious. They're nasty. We had this stat yesterday that Russ found for me. Josh Allen was 8-0 on Thursdays. He is now 0-4 in Houston.
Look, man.
He's got a Houston problem.
Well, I mean, I think most people have a Houston problem. Look, they're 6-5, but it's not because of that defense.
Did it feel... there were moments, and this is the credit that I will give the Bills. It's kind of like, what was the game we were talking about the other day that was like, you played this bad, but still almost won? What was the game?
Bills?
No. It was the Seahawks. Seahawks, Rams.
Oh, the Rams, yeah.
The Seahawks turned the ball over four times, and the Seahawks had a game-winning field goal at the end.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There were multiple moments in the fourth quarter that I was like, wow, Buffalo's going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Once Shakir fumbled that ball, I was like, I'm out.
Yep.
The hook and ladder, though, kind of got me. Rusty texted us in the group chat last night. I was like, I think they're going to do this.
It felt like there was some juju there.
It really did. And then Josh sack. Josh sack. Josh hurried and throws the ball away.
Just another ode to this defense, particularly these two guys and Hunter and Will Anderson. Combined, those guys had 12 total tackles, 4.5 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, a pass deflection, and 6 quarterback hits.
Mm-hmm.
Between those two dudes alone. And that doesn't account for Al-Shaair. It doesn't count for Tuotu. It doesn't account for Lassiter or Kalen Bullock. Like, you just go down the list. It's like Jalen Reed. That team, that defense, I said it coming into the season. There's just something about this defense. It's like, they want to tear your head off. We have not had a defense like this in the NFL probably since the Ray Lewis Ravens. And not just how
just being violent.
Just like, you go on the field and you know they are going to mess you up.
Because Legion of Boom was more of a kind of a complete thing.
Yes.
And less, there were definitely guys that would kill you.
Oh, man. Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor were going to tear your head off.
Yeah. But Bobby Wagner and Bruce Irvin were just very good spatial linebackers. They could block the run.
Yep.
They could drop back into coverage if need be.
A bunch of Hall of Famers on the defense.
Totally.
This team wants to kill you. And the entire unit is built that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the number of times you just see them have vicious hits, it's like watching Jacked Up again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just waiting for Boom God, what the hell was his name? I'm totally blanking on it now. Jackson, to just be out there.
Jacked.
You're just like, it's not headhuntery.
No. Well, you can't play that way anymore.
But, like, that's the thing is, like,
but you're finding a new way.
Like, they're getting, like, they're riding that edge. Like, you, it's like playing Iowa. You know, coming out of that game, you win, lose, or draw, you're going to feel a certain way, and it's not good.
Yeah, the identity of Houston, Texas is not their defense. It's DeMeco Ryan.
Yeah, I think
that dude is just such a bad man.
Well, again, how did he play?
Him on the sideline, yeah, very much like that. And him on the sideline, God, those guys got to love him.
Yeah, he's into it.
They got to love him. There was some cool talk about the Texans defensive coordinator, too.
Mm.
He, like, played safety at Dartmouth,
yep,
but never was any good.
I mean, you know.
But he's been at DC a lot, and he's just, DeMeco handed over the play call to him in the fourth game of the year, I think they said, and they've been lights out since. Because take 7 away from that 19, because that's a special teams run. That's 12 points given up.
Yep.
They averaged 16 a game. They kept the Bills to 12.
Yep. They're filthy, man.
Savage.
They're filthy.
We'll keep an eye on them throughout the year as Houston becoming one of the more interesting topics. And I'll read this text real quick and we'll get out of here. I'm the one who texted yesterday saying Josh Allen has to take over and win this. Well, I didn't anticipate that level of pressure and Allen to look that dysfunctional. This year in the NFL is a strange year where everything that should happen or the law of averages are not playing out. Still don't know who's great, elite, or bad. League is wide open.
It is. College football and the NFL are wide open. It is the parity era.
Because this could have been a playoff game easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. Houston, let's say Houston wins their division and Buffalo's not. They're hosting that game, and this would have been like, that's a great playoff performance by an elite defense.
Yeah. If they get their offense together, here's a question for you. Who does this game mean more for? Is it as far as their identity? Is it mean more for Houston or more for Buffalo? Because I feel like we're sitting here talking about Houston because they deserve all of the flowers. And it wasn't about the Bills being bad. It was about the Texans being good.
I mean, I think this game talks more about Buffalo.
Do you?
Because Houston is who we thought they were.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the question is what does quarterback play do for them? Because outside of that, their defense showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And
they've showed up every week.
And Buffalo, I'm looking at like, bro, you got hurried 70 times. If James Cook doesn't have that 45-yard run, he's 75 yards, 60 yards rushing. Like, there's some problems in Buffalo.
I want to run down this real quick just to underscore just how good this defense is. This they gave up, to go through the season, the Houston Texans defensively have given up 14 points to the Rams, 20 points to the Bucs, 10 points to the Jags, shut out the Titans, 10 points to the Ravens, 27 to the Seahawks on the road, 15 to the 49ers, 18 to the Broncos, 29 to the Jags, 13 to the Titans, 19 to the Bills. That is disgusting. They've given up more than 20 points. Two times?
It's elite.
Good God!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.